basically have a waiting list for animals to come in all the time. We currently have 10 cats on our waiting list. We currently have a couple of rabbits, and we've also got some dogs on our waiting list. So there's always dogs and cats seem to come in.
And how does this year compare to last year, for example?
We're definitely taking in a higher number of cats, definitely. Dogs, it's been a little bit slow this year, but we are actually managing to rehome them quicker this year as well, because we've had less dogs with problems.
What's been the biggest challenge for you this year then?
People wanting to take staffies. No one wants to take staffies, unfortunately. We had two in, one had been in for a year, and one had been in for over 6 months. But they finally got home.
And have you had any kind of horror stories that's kind of really brought home to you the need for the rescue centre here?
Well, just one of our volunteers actually just picked up a litter of kittens that were on a bad bend on the road to Berwick, just in the middle of the road. So someone's obviously just dumped them. They're only 4 weeks old.
And whereabouts is this on the road to Berwick?
Just outside Duns.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's not good.
Well, when did this happen?
Just yesterday.
Just yesterday?
Yeah.
Gee whiz. And so are they up at the centre now?
They're actually in a foster home. Right. We try and put the kittens in a foster home because they're only 4 weeks, so they can't survive on their own.
And how does it make you feel when you hear stories like that?
It's just horrible. There's rescue centres all over the place. Just phone us and we'll try and do our best to help.